إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد أشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على ما من به علينا من هذا اللقاء الطيب مع إخوة لنا نحبهم في الله في بيت من بيوت الله ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجزي القائمين على هذا الجهد الطيب خير الجزاء ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منا ومنهم خالص الأعمال. First of all, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us together with our beloved brothers, our family of Muslims here at Masjid Ibad al-Rahman in Marietta, Georgia, and all those members of the extended Muslim family that came from whatever their destination. May Allah reward you all for taking from your time to come, inshallah ta'ala, to visit your brothers and sisters here at Masjid Ibad al-Rahman in Marietta, Georgia. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed for making it easy for us to gather together today or in these couple of days so that we can bring to you some of the points from the Book of Allah, from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the explanation of our ulama and the scholars of this deen of al-Islam. Indeed, the topic is a great topic, birrul walidain. This is a very important topic, to be dutiful and to respect your parents and to be kind to them and the like. And it's getting late, inshallah ta'ala. I'm going to try to be brief. Inshallah ta'ala, we begin tonight for a half an hour or so, inshallah ta'ala, and then we will continue tomorrow and the next day, inshallah. And this is a talk by one of our scholars of this time, Al-Mufti, Al-Sheikh Abdul Aziz, Al-Sheikh Hafidahullah ta'ala. As for my effort here that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from me and to make it sincerely and to make it free from any show-off and from mistakes as well, my job here is to read to you the text in Arabic and to try my best to translate, inshaAllah ta'ala. ملخص الموضوع الموضوع سنتكلم ونتطرق إليه من تسع نقاط. There are 9 major points that we're going to talk about, inshaAllah ta'ala. In the beginning, I will mention these points and then we give you the details. The point number one, عِظَمُ فَضْلِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, the greatness and the importance of the virtue of the parents. Number two, فَضْلُ بِرِّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, the virtue and some of the, actually the Shaykh will bring some of the fruits and the rewards for those who are dutiful to their parents. Number three, الْأَمْرُ بِبِرِّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, to be kind and to have this birr, and to be kind and gentle and dutiful, and to have this ihsan that the Shaykh Hafidhahu ta'ala will explain what is ihsan, to be kind to your parents and to be dutiful to your parents, what he means, he's going to bring some examples. This is a command. It's not just up to me or to you whether we do this or not. This is a command in the legislation. Number four, birrul abawaini ghayrul muslimin. غير المسلمين. Likewise, we're going to mention, the Shaykh is going to talk about being dutiful, and this birr is also towards the parents, that even if they are non-Muslims, if you have a parent that are non-Muslims, they are entitled of this birr as well. Number five, بر الوالدين بعد وفاتهما. The fifth point is about to continue to be kind and dutiful to your parents even after their death. Number six, البر بالأبوين سبب لبر الأبناء. In this point, the Sheikh will elaborate on, if you are dutiful to your parents, inshallah ta'ala, your children will be the same for you. Number 7, شأن أويس القرني البار. أويس القرني from a tabi'een. أويس القرني and his virtue, since he was dutiful to his mother. Number 8, التحذير من العقوق. Warning against عقوق, which is the opposite of birr. To be barr, bar. To be bar, meaning to be dutiful and to be kind and gentle and all this, inshallah ta'ala, is going to become clear when the Shaykh brings some examples. But the opposite of it is the عقوق, to be undutiful to them and to disrespect them and the like. And lastly, number 9, da'wa litadaruk. The Shaykh is going to give us some sincere advices for those who maybe they have a problems with this issue, that they don't understand this issue of birr al-walidain and to be dutiful to one parents. The Shaykh says, akhi al-Muslim. Just him beginning the talk by akhi al-Muslim, my dear Muslim brother, and this is for the sisters too. He says, just as the Shaykh began with this, that shows that they want good for us. They want good for us. قال إن لأبويك عليك حقا عظيما وواجبا أكيدا. The Shaykh, he began by saying, indeed, both your parents, the mother and the father, they have a great right upon you. Yes, they have rights upon you. Rather, obligations that have to be fulfilled towards them. قَلْ فَهُمَ السَّبَبُ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ فِي إِجَادِكَ. Why? First of all, he gives some reasons. Now the Shaykh is going to give a reasons, explain why your parents, mother and father, they have some serious and heavy and most important rights over you and over me that we have to fulfill. These are obligations, not just a choice, by choice. By obligation, we have to fulfill this rights that they have over us. He says, because, number one, they are the reason why you here, why you exist after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah caused you to exist, but through them, through your parents. وَهُمَ اللَّذَانِ قَامَ بِتَرْبِيَتِكَ وَإِصْلَاحِ حَالِكَ. And because they are the one that nurture you, educate you, upbring you, and they were doing all of this hoping that you be a righteous person, you be a person that is straight and upright. وَهُمَ اللَّذَانِ أَنْفَقَ عَلَيْكَ. They doing all those by them spending on you from their money, that cash that they work so hard for, they spending on you and on me. They work so hard for their cash, but they spend a portion, not just a portion, maybe all of it. They spend all of it on you and on me. وَهُمَ اللَّذَانِ تَوَلَّيَا التَّرْبِيَةَ لَكَ مُنْدُ نَشْأَتِكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ بَلَغْتَ رُشْدَكَ. And them taking care of you was not for a moment, for a day or two, or a minute or two. It was since you were born, even before that, until you become a grown-up man right now. And still your parents care for you. You may not notice. You may think that they don't care about you, but they still care about you. Akhi al-Muslim, now the Shaykh, after this introduction, now he's going to bring in details some of what your mother and my mother has done for us. It's very important. Now we grown up, and it's easy for us to look at my mother in the eyes and to roll my eyes and to shake my shoulders and to walk away while she's still talking, or my father still talking. Now the Shaykh is going to bring some things that make you and me, inshallah ta'ala, to reflect upon. Now You can do things on your own. But now the Sheikh is going to bring us way, way back. When you and me, we didn't even know what Earth is. Now you know names, you can go places, you can buy stuff, you can... things you can do for yourself. Now the Sheikh is going to bring us way back. We didn't even look at the Earth. You didn't even know what the Earth is yet. Qala, and he's going to be begun by the mother and then the father. Qala akhil muslim. تذكر الأمة وفعلها الجميل ومعروفها السابق. Said, now I want you to remember your mother. Remember the good things she's done for you. Remember the favors. Remember the many good she's done for you. تذكر أيام كنت تتعبها في الحمل وعند الولادة. Now you go back, way back, when she's pregnant with you. Now go back when she's pregnant. And we all know this. When your mother and my mother, she was pregnant, she was carrying. When my mother, I talk about myself. It's only fair to talk about myself and let you talk about yourselves. When my mother was carrying me in her womb, that changed everything about her. It changed her diet. She couldn't eat what she used to eat before. Now she want to eat something, but she's going to think about me. I'm not even born yet. She think if that thing that she's going to eat and she likes is going to be good for me or is going to harm me. SubhanAllah. She care about you and she care about me. I'm not even born yet. I change her diet. I change even the way and her timing to sleep. She doesn't sleep like she used to be before. She doesn't go places like she used to go before. And you, as you're growing in her womb, inside her, you start kicking with your little feet. Can you imagine now? You sleeping. You're so tired. You come back from work or anywhere. You're so tired, and finally you put your head on a pillow and you try to sleep and you fell asleep and somebody wake you up. Not only waking you up, kicking you with their feet. How would you look at them? I'm asking you. Now you're so tired, exhausted. You know how difficult, especially for those people who, on top of that, it's difficult for them to fall asleep. And as soon as they fall asleep, somebody wake them up. Man, they throw a fit. Now, can you imagine somebody kicking you? Now, what is your reaction? I'm sure you're going to be mad. You're going to frown. You're going to say, what are you doing? I just fall asleep. I'm tired. But now, when your mother, she's tired all day doing the chores in the house. When my mother, she was very, very tired in the end of the night. Finally, because you know, our mothers, they put everybody to sleep before they go to sleep. And while you're sleeping, you think she's going to go to sleep. No, she's still in the kitchen making sure everything is right. And she makes sure everybody has a cover on them, their blankets and the light. Now she falls asleep. Here you go. You're inside her. You're not even on earth yet, man. You don't even have a name yet. Now you're kicking. Now, when she wake up, what she say? She tried to wake up the father. How you feel it? She's happy. Unlike me, if somebody wake me up, I'm trying to get some sleep, that's a problem. May Allah have mercy on me. I don't know what I'm going to say at that moment. But now when that baby kick the mother and wake her up, she's happy. She want to wake up everybody. It happened to me with my wife. When the baby start kicking, and she's like, wake up. I'm like, what for? Can you hear and feel it? She's happy. I'm like, are you happy? The baby just wake you up and you wake me up and you happy? See, we men, we don't understand. We don't understand certain things that the women feel, how they feel. She's happy because that baby wake her up. She's happy because he's alive. He's moving. He's turning. SubhanAllah. My wife, she tried to tell me, you know what that means? I said, listen, in the morning, inshallah. in the morning. I don't know what it means. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. Huh? In the morning, inshallah. Wallahi, subhanAllah, sometimes she just wake up and laugh and smile and say, something wrong with this lady, man. But they go, they know. Because we men, subhanAllah, we just wait for the last moment. Give me my son. After she go through pain, and give it me son right here. That's my son. Show it to everybody. Yeah, you should say, that's his mother right there. That lady, I'm not saying to show her to everybody, but that's in your mind. Remember that she has to go through so much before even the baby come out. She feel that baby. قَالَ وَعِنْدَ الْوِلَادَةِ. Likewise now. That's when she's still pregnant with the baby. Now at the moment of subhanAllah, the wilada. Allahu Akbar. At the moment of that lady, she's going to give birth. And the Sheikh is going to mention later on. قال وأيام كانت تعاني من حضانتك ورضاعك وتربيتك والقيام بحقك وسهر الليالي الطويلة في سبيل راحتك وطمأنينتك. So remember, beside this, her being pregnant for 9 months or so, and the moments and the agony and the pain of birth, and remember that now after that, she don't just give birth to you and take you to the mission, like certain people do. She don't give birth to you and say, hey, that's it, man, I've done my work now. Somebody can take care of him? No, she take care of you. She change your diapers and she feed you and she put you to sleep and she give you a bath and the like and the like. And with all of this, تسهر الليالي الطويلة. Yes, our mothers. In the midst of all this, they lost a lot of sleep. We the brothers, the husbands, if some of us, they have to sleep 8 hours a day. If he sleeps 7 hours, that's a problem. He's mad, and he got attitude. He has a bad temper in the masjid. He's not the same person. Why? I ain't giving up sleep. But that woman, subhanAllah, why you, the husband, sleeping in your right side or left side of the bed? You don't even notice how many times that woman has to wake up for the baby. When the baby cry, I know what I do. When my babies, now they grow up. When my babies cry, the first thing I do, I elbow the mother. Yes, that's it. Huh? That's what we do. That's what I do. That's my son. The little baby in the crib that start crying, or that little girl, that's not the neighbors, man. But we act like that's the neighbors. As soon as the baby say, what? Hit the elbow her in the face, whatever, it doesn't matter. What do I say? Your son is up. Now it's her son. Oh, in the daytime when he's changed and he's happy and he's fit, give me my son. SubhanAllah. That's not right, man. Wallahi, it's not right. That's why Dawud Adib, Hafidullah, was mentioning that we have to be kind to our wives, man. Man, they do a lot of stuff for us. And we don't even notice. Wallahi, akhi, I don't know. See, these are my kids. And I can't even spend 2-3 hours with them, man. When I notice that, when my wife, she has to go to a dentist appointment or something. No, she's not going for vacation. She ain't going to just to chill, excuse me for the words, with her friends like us we do. Sister, I'm going to masjid, right? For Asr. It's only 1 o'clock, man. Just came back from Dhuhr. 5 minutes in the house. You know what? Oh, it's Asr time. She's like, Asr time, man. You just came back from Dhuhr. Can't stay in the house with the kids. Finally, when she has to go to the dentist, man, now I got to stay with the kids. Man, they got questions, kids. Hey, Abby, I want to do this. I go do it. But where is it? I don't know. We don't even know where stuff in the house. Sometimes I have to change the diaper. I don't know where the diapers. I have to ask the one I'm about to change his diapers, where's your diapers, man? That's us. Men, subhanAllah. It's amazing. That's why we have to remember these things. Half an hour later, I'm like, man, she's late. She didn't even make it yet. She's not even, her appointment didn't start yet. Well, she's late, man. Hey, you're done yet? She's like, I'm not even started yet. Are you sure you really need that appointment? Can you reschedule it? And those are my kids. Look, and in that 2-3 hours, I didn't cook anything. I didn't do no laundry. I didn't run no vacuum of any color. SubhanAllah. But she has to take care of the kids. She got to run the vacuum. She got to do the laundry. She got to cook. She got to do that. She got to do that. She got to do this. SubhanAllah. May Allah reward them al-jannah. Ameen. Now these are our mothers. Tarda bis-sahari li-nawmik. SubhanAllah. Look at it is. Now, our mothers, not only they stay up, but they pleased. They find a joy in that. When she's tapping on the baby, on the shoulder or on the back, making him go to sleep, she finds a joy in that. She's happy. She's pleased with that. SubhanAllah, it's amazing. وَتَرْضَى بِجُوعٍ لِشَبَعِكْ. Man, when you're little, you try to eat something, she tried to eat something, and just you looking, the baby looking at that thing, she give it to her. She give it to the son or to the daughter. Yes. They pleased with hunger for their children. How many times you try? I'm a grown-up man. When I visit my mother, and she still give me stuff. I said, Mother, that's for you. I ate my part. She said, No, I'm saving this for you. I'm like, hey, since you said so, mashallah. Bismillah. But I have to learn from that. That I have to learn me too. If something that is pleasing to me, I gotta go. I don't want until my mother said, can I have some of it? No, he's gonna come to her and say, Mom, this is for you. Even she said, No. I said, no, this is for you, mother. Like one of the Salaf, subhanAllah, it's amazing. So we're talking about the food. وَشَيْءُ بِشَيْءُ يُذْكَرُ. One of the Salaf, he was so dutiful to his parents, to his mother especially. So much so that he became famous. انْتَشَرَ أَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِبِرِّهِ لِوَالِدَتِهِ. He was so famous of being dutiful to his mother, but he don't eat with her. لَا يُؤَكِلُهَا الطَّعَامِ. People, they're like, it's amazing. Are you really the one that you're so famous being dutiful to your mother? But why you don't eat with her? قَالَ أَخَافُ أَن تَسْبِقَ يَدِي إِلَى مَا سَبَقَتْ عَيْنَهَا إِلَيْهِ فَأَعُقَّهَا. Allahu Akbar. He said, you know why I don't eat with my mother? I'm afraid that my hand go to something that her eyes are already on. SubhanAllah. Imagine. He said, I'm afraid that I might grab something from the tray or from the plate that my mother eye already on it. She wants it. I go and put it in my mouth. That's why I don't eat with my mother. Talking about some of us, man. Tring, the doorbell. Who's that? They just put the food on. Who's that? Your mother. Oh, rub this stuff on. They put stuff in the fridge until the mother leave. Or some brother. We're saying this because it's reality. Because certain people, alhamdulillah, some of the brothers and the sisters, they become Muslims, alhamdulillah, guide them. But we have to learn the manners and the excellence of Al-Islam. Some brothers, man, they go with his mother and father, with his father. And everybody pay his sandwich. SubhanAllah. La ya akhi. Adab. Make sure that you take care of your parents, barakallahu feek. وَكَمْ تَرْتَاحُ بِالتَّعَبِ لَرَاحَتِكَ. SubhanAllah. That mother, you crying and all of this, but she's happy. Wallahi, she's happy. She find her joy in trying to make you happy. وَكَمْ تُأَمِّلُ فِيكَ وَتُأَمِّلْ. Every time your mother look at the mother look at her baby, she sees that look and that vision go beyond that moment. She's looking at you, and he's going to be a doctor. He's going to be a scholar. He's going to be muhaddith. Inshallah, he's going to memorize the Quran. He can't even talk yet. That baby can't even use the bathroom on their own yet. But for the mother, he's a doctor already. He's a alim. He's this and that, subhanAllah. وَكَمْ تَرْجُوا مِنَ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْكَ الْخَيْرَ لَهَا. Likewise, she hope. She's doing all of this, is going through pains. But she say, one day, inshallah, that little boy, that little girl, they're going to help me. They're going to do things for me. Yeah, well, some do things, but bad things, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. But as for us, we Muslims, we believe in Allah and the last day. We have this beautiful religion of Islam. We have to take it from it, from Islam. We have to stay focused, barakallahu feekum, and to keep our eyes on a prize, which is paradise. And this is one of the tools that are going to get us there, inshallah ta'ala, to be dutiful to our parents. كم تفرح بك وكم يؤنسها صحتك وسلامتك سبحان الله وكم يسيئها مرضك وتعبك. When you look at a mother with her baby, you will be amazed. Sometimes you would think that they exaggerate how they happy every day. Every day, when you feel a mother with her baby, she's laughing, she's smiling, she's happy. Whatever he says, whatever he does, he may spit on her and she laughs. Try somebody spit on you, what you're going to be, man? You'd be mad. The baby spit on her, pee on her, throw up on her. She's happy. She's happy, man. She's like, you see what he just did? I was like, yeah, keep him away a little bit, okay? As long as you keep him a little bit away, I saw that. I am the father, but see, the mother is different. She's different, man. She's different. When she see you happy, she see you happy, she's happy. When you're healthy, she's healthy. When you're sick, man, she's sick with you. Yes, the mother, they get sick when their babies are sick. إن أصابك مرض مرضت قبلك. If you're sick, man, she already been sick. Just looking at you, she gets sick. وإن أصابك خير فرحت قبلك. If something good happened to you, she's already happy for you. Before even you happy for yourself. Some people, they're not even happy. But their mothers are happy for them. فهي ترعاك حق الرعاية وتحنو عليك حق الحنان. وترقب كبرك وتترقب ساعة بلوغك ورشدك وهي دائما ترعاك سبحان الله. And doing all of this because she's not paid for, she's not your babysitter, no, she's your mother. That's sincere, that's pure love, natural and pure love from straight from the heart. She wants good for you. She care for you. دائما ترعاك. دائما رقة قلبها لك. She give you nothing but the best, man. You get the best smile. You get the best kisses. You get the best hugs. You get the best clothing. You get the best food. You sleep in the best place in the house. Allah. She leave off everything to tend to you. To attend to you. You the baby. فرحمتها لك عظيمة وبرها بك قديم وشفقتها وإحسانها إليك متواصل ودائم. She has mercy upon you, great mercy upon you. Her being dutiful to you and kind to you go way, way back, man. It's not like she's happy with you like one moment, one day, and she forget about you for years. Continuous care, consistent base, man. Nothing but leniency, gentleness, kindness, and ease. She wants nothing but good. إذن مع هذا كله يا أخي المسلم هل تنسى تلك المواقف لها. With all of this, my beloved Muslim brother or a sister, do you forget any of this? Do you deny any of this favor that your mother has done for you? وهل تتجاهل تلك المكارم لها. Or are you trying to forget that your mother have done all this for you and more? وَهَلْ تَنْسَى جَمِيلَهَا وَبِرَّهَا وَإِحْسَانَهَا. Can you really please forget or try to forget or ignore the good that she's done for you? وكيف تعاملها بالجفاء والقسوة والغلظة مع ما بذلت من رحمة وحال وشفقة. How could it be possible that after all the love, the mercy, the care that she has provided you with, and she's still, how could it be possible that you give her nothing but problems, disrespect, and harshness and the like? This is the mother. وتذكر الأب وفرحه بمقدمك وسروره بوجودك. Now, the father now also, try to remember how he was happy from the day that your mother said to him that she's pregnant. She find out that she's pregnant. Are you sure? He's happy. Bright face. He call everybody. Alhamdulillah. I'm expecting. Allahu Akbar. Make dua. Ya akhi, jazakallah khair. He go and make dua. Subhanallah. He's happy. You're not even on earth yet. تذكر الأب وكم يكدح وكم يسعى في سبيل توفير الحياة السعيدة لك. Remember your father. He got to go to work hard. He can't afford now to make a decision, because when he was single, he's like, man, I'm going to give up this job. I can sleep in the masjid. I can do whatever. Now you're in his life. He can't afford to make that decision. He got to go to work. He's going to be patient with all the negative things that he may encounter at the job, at the work site, because he cares for you. وَكَمْ يَشْفِقُ عَلَيْكُ وَكَمْ يَتَرَقَّبُ كِبَرَكُ وَكَمْ يَنْتَظِرُ مِنْكَ الْجَمِيلُ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Your father, he just come home and he's very tired from work. Just he pick you up, give you a kiss and a hug, and he forget everything else. Just by looking at you, he forget everything. Make dua for you, hoping that you grow up. No father hope for his child to grow a criminal, a drug addict. No father, unless if he is a criminal. But a Muslim righteous father, he hope the best for his child. He wants him to be the best. Even when the children, they grow up, and the child said to his father, "Father, I want to be like you." He said, "No, son, I want you to be better than me. I want you to be better than me, son." Insha'Allah ta'ala. أيها المسلم هذه طفولتك وهذين أبويك. Now we just mentioned you a glimpse of your childhood, and we mentioned to you your parents, those who they were there day in, day out, in the morning, in the evening, in the summer, in the winter, they there. Whether they're healthy or they're sick, they're there and care for you. هكذا فعل الأبوين بك. فعلى أي شيء نويت أنت وقست. So this is what your parents done for you, and they still do for you. So you and me, what is our program now? What is our plan towards them? Since this is only a little bit of what they've done and they're still doing for us, what is my plan and yours towards them? What we're trying to achieve. هل تكون برا كريما تعرف للمعروف سابقته ولأهل الجميل جميلهم. Are you now from those people who they recognize the favors and they know the good that his parents have done for them, and they trying to reward them with the good? وهل جزاء الإحسان إلى الإحسان. And what is the reward of good? Nothing but good. هل عزمت أن ترد شيئا من المعروف لهما. Does it cross your mind? You the Muslim that believe in Allah and the last day. Does it cross your mind that you have in your plans, in your schedule, that you're trying at least to give back to them some of the favors and to do some good? Some, not all of it. You will never be able to match what they've done for you. We can't do that. We can't match what they've done for us. But at least, are we thinking about doing something that is good for them? هل عزمت أن تبرهما؟ هل عزمت أن تقصد رضاهما؟ Are you really, me and you, thinking about this? I got to be dutiful to my parents because of what they've done for me. And also because it's a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because this is from the things that lead me to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you really trying to get to gain their pleasure? That inshallah ta'ala before they die, and when they die, they be pleased with you, and they happy with you, and they make dua for you? فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ خُلُقٌ إِيمَانِيٌ كَرِيمٌ. Indeed, to recognize what they've done, the good for us, and to be able to think right, that I'm going to try my best to be kind and dutiful to them, this is from Iman, ya akhwan. This is a great etiquette. This is an excellent moral and manner that is from Iman. أيها المسلم إن ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه العزيز قد حثنا على البر بالأبوين والإحسان إليهما في آي كثير من كتابه العزيز. My noble Muslim brother and sister, indeed our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has incited us in the book, the Quran, to be kind and dutiful to our parents. In many places in the Quran, in many ayats in the Quran, فبر الوالدين أمر عظيم وحقهما كبير. So therefore, to be dutiful to one's parents is a great, ya akhwan, is a great task. It's a great subject, man. And that because of their rights upon us. The rights upon us is great. فبرهما قرين التوحيد في كتاب الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has coupled بِرَّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, to be dutiful to your parents in the Quran, with tawheed. It's coupled with tawheed. Whenever tawheed is mentioned, you find in some ayats, بِرَّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. قَالَ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الْإِسْرَاء. For instance, in Surah Al-Isra, the verse 23, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allahu Akbar. قَرِينُ التَّوْحِيدِ بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and your Lord has decreed that none has the right to be worshipped except He, and that you have to be dutiful to your parents. Right after mentioning the command of Tawheed, and that Allah should be worshipped alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us the command to be dutiful to our parents. قَالَ وَهُوَ سَبَبٌ لِدُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ. The Shaykh says, having this birr and to care about your parents, actually it leads to the Jannah, ya akhwan. One of the means that leads to the Jannah. And why are we here for, man? Huh? You think we're here to look good, to smell good? You think we're here to get more money than others, or just to eat and live? No, these things are happening. We know these things. We eat. We live, alhamdulillah. We try to look good. We try to stay healthy. But we're not here for this. We're here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're here to die upon Islam, which enable us, inshallah, to get to the Jannah. And this is one of the things, inshallah ta'ala, birrul walidain. وَبِرُّهُمَا سَبَبٌ فِي زِيَادَةِ الرِّزْقِ. To be kind and dutiful and to respect your parents and treat them kindly. That's one of the means that increase your provision. See how easy it is? Some people, they are undutiful to their parents. And then they want to get a degree. He go to work from 5 o'clock in the morning until 5 p.m. and shoot straight to the campus, huh, to get a degree or two or three, and come back at 10 p.m. He don't even call there. He have no time to call his mother or father. And he may get that degree in the midst of him neglecting the rights of his parents, and he may not even get that raise he's looking for. And being kind to your parents and dutiful to them increase the provisions. That's another campus that you have to check out. Birrul Walidain. Not just like NGIT, this and this, Arizona, that slash this. Now this is another campus that we have to add to our agenda. Birr al-walidain, man, try this. You're looking for your means to be, inshallah, provision, to increase. Be kind to your parents. Be nice to them. وَبِرُّهُمَا سَبَبٌ فِي بِرِّ الْأَبْنَاءِ لَكَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ. Likewise, if you're kind and dutiful to your parents, that's a means in itself that Allah will make your children be kind and dutiful to you. وَبِرُّهُمَا خَيْرٌ كَثِيرٌ وَعَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ لِمَنْ وَفَّقَهُ اللَّهُ وَهَدَاهُ وَأَعَانَهُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. اللَّهُمَّ وَفِّقْنَا لِذَلِكَ وَاهْدِينَا لِذَلِكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَأَعِنَّا عَلَيْهِ أَعِنَّا عَلَى أَن نَكُونَ بَارِّينَ بِآبَائِنَا. But only he says to be, the Shaykh he says, and we conclude with this one because we have to let you go, inshallah ta'ala, we continue, to be dutiful to your parents, this is a great benefit. For a person really to take from his time and to spend with his parents, because inshallah ta'ala for the next class we're going to give some examples how somebody may say, now subhanallah, from this I want to be dutiful to my, I'm dutiful but I want to know how, because we're not talking to people who are bad to their parents. I don't want you to understand from my statements that I'm talking to you that you are bad to your parents. It's not the case. When we present the talk, we just talk, inshallah ta'ala. It just happened that you, my beloved brothers, you're here. But I'm not addressing you. If I say some people have bad manners with their parents alike, that's beside the point, barakallahu fikum. But yet this is for me first. And this is an invitation, opening invitation, without giving you any order to check. Let us check how dutiful indeed are we to our parents. We're going to mention that, inshallah ta'ala, in an upcoming class, because the Shaykh said this is a great benefit. This is considered from the righteous deeds, but only for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them success and tawfiq, and Allah aid them. And that's why we make this dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us success. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid us and assist us to be kind to our parents and to be dutiful to them. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وجزاكم الله خيرا على حسن إنصاتكم وبارك الله فيكم.